all in it. That's what makes it Irish. And they said, yes. I said, no. Haven't had any in 68 years. Not about to start now.
Amen.
But some people, that's their state of happiness. I asked our tour guide, well, if all of this Guinness is so wonderful and great, do you have a drinking problem here? And he said, yes, and we don't know what to do about it. It's causing us a lot of trouble in our culture and our society. Well, other ones, for me to be in a very happy estate would be win the lottery. Get that $150 million. So you can go bankrupt 2 years later. What is it that creates happiness? How many know that in this life you're going to have some problems? Anybody here have any? Many. So regardless of what we do here, whether it's the bank account, whether it's the big house, whether it's the fancy cars, whether it's the lifestyle of living, eat, drink, and be merry, regardless of what we do here, we're still going to have struggles that we have to face in life. Problems that we have to deal with, whether we're a saint or a sinner. How many know that saints, Christians, churchgoers have problems too? Well, there was a group of people many years ago, several centuries ago, they had been delivered from bondage. They had been in bondage for hundreds of years, and they were slaves to another nation. God sent them a man by the name of Moses, and he set them free, delivered them out of the land, out of the bondage, out of the slavery, and they were headed to a new country, a country that flowed with milk and honey. Boy, they were going over to the new land to have a great time. When they got to the border, you remember the story, they sent over some spies to look around the land and see whether or not we could take the land. Duh. If God brought you out of slavery and He's sending you a new land, are you going to be able to take the land? Huh? God said, it's yours. All you have to do is go in. But the majority of the spies came back and said, we are like grasshoppers in the sight of the people that live there. They're giants. We'll never be able to take the land. Only two men said, yeah, we can go. Joshua and Caleb. Because of that false report, that lack of faith, that lack of trust in God, who had delivered them out of the land of Egypt, they were then consigned to wander for 40 years in the wilderness between Egypt and the Holy Land. They couldn't go over, and God's consignment to them was that you will wander here until every last one of you adults die in the wilderness. And then the kids that come up after you that had no part with this lack of faith and trust in me, I'll take them over into the promised land. Well, that was a rough situation, a rough decree. to live under, to know that for the next 40 years you were going to wander in a wilderness because of your lack of trust and faith. So Moses wrote a passage of Scripture, two verses of which I want to apply to us today. In the face of this decree from God to the children of Israel, now they are going to be wandering for 40 years. What in the world can I say to them, says Moses, that will help them to get through this 40 years or until their death? So he said in Psalm 91, 1 and 2, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Somebody say, praise the Lord. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." What a statement to a group of people who have just been told they're under sentence of wandering in a wilderness for 40 years. Excuse me. Only in God is there true happiness. And that's what I want to get at this morning. What is our state of happiness? What are we depending on? How many know that we're kind of wandering right now? Well, we're blessed to be where we are. How many are grateful to be in the United States of America? Oh yes, I've been to a few other countries and I've been to some places where it's not nice to live there. Places of poverty. Places of dictatorship and rule under governments that don't give you the freedom that you would like to have. And so, seeing the life that we are assigned to, knowing that you and I are going to be wandering throughout this life. How many know that somewhere in your life you're going to come across a desert of arthritis? You're going to come across a wilderness of heart troubles. Whether it might be physical heart troubles or emotional heart troubles. How many know that someplace in your wilderness you're going to run across the dry desert of not getting everything you want? Can you identify with that? I know individuals who have family problems, struggles of life that seemingly weigh heavily upon them. And there seems to be no way out. I'm telling you what Moses told the children of Israel on this occasion. Only in God is there true happiness. Number one, because God is a secret or a hiding place for believers. How would you like to get out from underneath all of the adversaries? How many have ever had a round with the devil? Anybody here ever been tempted? And you like to get someplace where you could get in and be hidden? Well, God is a hiding place. A place of covering. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word, said the psalmist in Psalm 119. He was talking to God. You're my hiding place. You're my shield. The hope is in your word, O God. You see, with pagan nations all around Israel just watching to pounce on them and to destroy them. God's people needed a covering. They needed a hiding place, a shield to protect them from destruction. And God was that place. Moses declared to them that God was their hiding place of protection. Get the picture. With a vicious enemy seeking to devour them, God surrounds them with His presence, and no enemy can get to them as long as they stay under His covering. The same is true for us as believers. See how the enemy is devouring unbelievers, those not under Christ's covering, through the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Look around and see the devastation of living a life without Christ. We read it almost every day. Somebody shot somebody. Somebody killed a supervisor. Somebody, didn't like this. They committed suicide. I talked to a funeral director not long ago about all these young people, 40s and 50s and 30s, whose obituaries we are reading in the newspaper. And I said to him, "What's going on here?" He said, "Drugs, overdoses." A lot of these people have been caught up in that kind of lifestyle. And so they're out from under the protection of God. We get in the Lord, get under His protection, get under His wing of power. We get into Him. We are protected from the enemy. Believers are protected from that kind of destruction because they have a hiding place, a covering in Christ. And that's what we need. How many knows what an old cloak hen is? Cloak hen. How many know what a cloak hen is? Huh? A cloak hen is an old root or an old hen that has hatched out a bunch of biddies. How many know what biddies are? Amen. I'm not talking about your neighbor. Peeps, little peeps. And those peeps, they're out scattered around picking and running and having themselves a time. But oh, mama, she sees something she doesn't like and she makes a certain noise. And what happens? All those little peeps come running in underneath of her. And next thing you know, she's squatted down and you can't see one of them. They're all covered. They're hidden. They're protected. Oh, that's the picture of God. No, God's not a cloak hen, but God is a protection for His children, His people, the little ones of His flock. And when Satan comes in like a flood, the Bible says He'll raise up a standard against them and say, "Whoa,
praise the Lord.
You can't come any farther." So you see, one of the great places of true happiness is being covered in Christ. Moses here also said He is an abiding place, a shadow. Listen to the Word of God in Exodus 13. "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Again in Exodus 14, and the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Egypt wanted to pounce on Israel. They had come out of their land. They had been set free, and now the Egyptians came after them to capture them and take them back to Egypt. But God stood between them in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night and protected them that the Egyptians could not get to the Israelites. And that's the way it is with God and us today. You want to have a true state of happiness? It's not about money. It's not about houses. It's not about pleasurable living. It's about being under God's cloud of protection. Remember, the Bible says Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he wants you. He wants to pounce upon you. He wants to destroy you. Oh, he wants to get you through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. He wants to entice you in, destroy you, eat you up with those pleasures of life. But guess what? Hallelujah! There is a cloud between us and the enemy, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And so there is where we can be happy. Aren't you glad you can be happy? Because the enemy cannot touch you as long as you stay under his protection.
Amen.
Get out from under his protection. Get away from him. And guess what happens? You see the picture? Jehovah protecting his people. And he is still doing the same today. He is protecting his children. Jehovah's covering, you notice here, was conditional. Israel had to dwell. Notice what Moses said. He who dwells in the secret place. He who lives there. He who stays under the protection of God. So it is conditional. We must dwell in his hiding place and under his shadow. There could be no wandering off to make a golden calf. There could be no hiking in the wilderness away from the commandments of Christ. Any such meanderings uncovered them from Jehovah's protection and brought on judgment and plundering. The same is true for believers today. As long as we stay in Christ. But you, there are those who every now and then they get the idea, well, I'm going to go out here and try this a little while. I'm going to go and enjoy that pleasure for a while. I'm going to, you know, church is over. I was in church. Monday morning's here. I'm going to have me a fling. Doesn't work that way. While you're having your fling, guess who can pounce on you? Because you're not under his protection. As long as you're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, under his protection, living for him, in his grace, in his mercy, you are protected from the enemy pouncing on you. And I'm telling you, that's a happy state. Wandering out from under the covering of the blood of Christ to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season will bring about destruction from the enemy. I've seen it too many times. I've watched preachers lose their ministry. I've watched people who were good, faithful members of the body of Christ start to imbibe on the things of the world. And the first thing you know, they're caught up in that and slide away from God and His protective power. And the first thing you know, they're in deep trouble. God, help us to take note of what He said here. Stay under the dwelling place. He who is dwelling is staying within the protection of Christ and not straying away from His grace. How many want to stay under Him?
Amen.
Amen. Secondly, in this message this morning about happiness and a happy state, Moses was saying to them, they are happy because God is a refuge and a fortress. How many of you, when you get home at night, you go in, you shut the door, you lock it, you say, ah, boy, I'm home. I'm king of the castle. Till you hear the queen rustling the dishes. God knows what He's talking about. I told my, I'm king of the house, she said, but I'm the queen that turns the neck. Hello. It's good to have a refuge. Good to have a place to come in out of. Just a few weeks, that white stuff's going to be flying. And it's going to be building up out there, inch by inch, inch by inch. 10, 15, 20, 25. Huh? The wind's going to be howling. I grew up in houses when that was going on. I watched the linoleum coming up and down on the floor in the kitchen. Hello? I lived in houses when it was like that outside. You could scoop snow off of the windowsill on the inside. My wife lived in a house that they slept under two or three great big old comforters and the perfume froze on the dresser in the bedroom. How many want to go back to the good old days? I'm telling you what now. If you haven't been to my house, I've got me that sunroom on the back. And it can howl, it can be 35, 40, I don't care how many inches out there. Wind can be blowing and I can sit in there in my easy chair and say, blow, 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 blow. I'm warm and comfy, I've got a refuge, hello. I'm telling you, out there in that old cold world, and the world is cold. The world around us is cold. The smoking, the drinking, the cussing, the chewing, the fighting, the fussing, and the shooting, and whatever else there is going on in the world. The cold world we live. It's good to have a place for a refuge. That's happiness. And so a fortress is a fortified place of protection. The Lord is good. A stronghold, said Nahum. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows those who trust in Him. Oh, how good to have a stronghold. I walked up to a policeman over there in Ireland. And I pulled out my Smith & Wesson. It's made by Smith & Wesson. It might be a pin on one end, but it's kind of sharp on the other end. And I showed him my card. I can carry concealed in 35 states, all but Maryland. So I'm not packing this morning, don't worry. But that don't cut it. The world we're living in. Amen?
Amen.
I went through several airports. Several airports on this journey, as many others. And the next time I'm going through, I won't be a bit surprised if they say, take everything off. Got to take my belt off. Got to take everything out of your pockets. Turn them inside out. Shoes off. You know, put it in a thing and run it through. Make sure you're safe and sound when you get on that airplane. Have to show your passport half a dozen times before you get your seat. But that's all right. Still, there's a way for somebody to get something on there that you could be unsafe. But I'm telling you what, when you're in Christ, you have a refuge. You have a fortress. He says He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Having a refuge and fortress in Jehovah is also conditional. His people must trust in Him. Did you hear what He said? Moses said it there in Psalm 91. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. So the only way you can have Him as a fortress and refuge is to trust in Him. That is to have faith in or believe that God is able.
Amen.
Listen to some of the psalmists. The psalmist said in Psalm 34, the Lord redeems the soul of His servant, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah! Give Him a praise this morning.
Amen.
Glory to God. In Psalm 125, listen what he said. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Give Him praise in the house of God. Hallelujah! Listen to the Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, say, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Give Him a praise in the house of God. Hallelujah. And one more. In Isaiah, the prophet said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Give him a praise in the house of God. Oh, hallelujah. We are happy and in a state of happiness when we trust in Him. Oh, you remember old Daniel? Remember old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Where were they when they went through, when Daniel went to the lion's den? What country? Babylon. They were in captivity. They weren't home. They were going through tough times. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in Babylon as slaves to the king Nebuchadnezzar. But in the face of a lion's den, in the face of a fiery furnace, guess who their protector was? Guess who they trusted in? It was Jehovah, the God of Israel, and He brought them forth. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can shout anytime you want to. Praise God. Remember that fellow Joseph, sold by his brothers. You talk about a happy family. Hey man, you watch them siblings of yours. Yeah. When it comes to mom and dad's inheritance, they're out for their own. Hello. Hello. Joseph was sold into captivity by his own brothers. Taken away as a servant and a slave in a strange land and a strange country. Did time in prison. How about that? Here was the man of God, God's chosen. And here he is sitting in prison. But guess what? When those brothers who sold him came down to Egypt to buy food, who did they buy food from? Joseph, their brother, who was under the protection of the Lord, who was under the goodness and the covering of God. It was the man who put his trust in the Lord.
Amen.
You may go through some tough times. Is it only 20 minutes till 12? Oh, my clock stopped. Praise the Lord. I've got 8 whole minutes to close this caboose out. If you want to live a happy state, though you're facing a wilderness that you have to wander in, if you want to live a life of contentment, a life of trusting, a life of peace and protection, then you have to dwell in Christ and trust in His ability.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't matter whether Obamacare goes on or not.
That's right.
God's still in control.
That's right. Amen.
It doesn't matter whether the stock market raises or falls. God is still in control. Hello? It doesn't matter if Iran says it's going to attack Israel and going to attack the United States or not. God's still in control.
Amen.
I'm safe in Him.
Yes.
They drop an H-bomb on Washington, D.C. and vaporize Smithsburg. Guess where I'm at?
All right, home. Amen.
Home with Jesus. So you see, I'm protected. Oh, yes, I know. There's a many a time old Lucifer, he walks up and down Bear Drive out there in the middle of the road, screaming and hollering and kicking and cussing and doing his best to get in. But the blood of Jesus stops him at the property line. Hallelujah. I've been around my property line and I've pled the blood of Jesus over it. Amen. I've laid hands on that old F-150 out there and pled the blood of Jesus. Glory! You want to know why those 18-wheelers stay where they do? It's because I have a protector with me. Amen.
Amen.
Not like that preacher that ran off the road down in the ditch. An old drunk comes staggering up the side of the car and said, "You all right, preacher?" "Yeah, I'm all right. I got the Lord riding with me." The old drunk said, "You better let him out riding with me. You're going to kill him." You want to live in a happy state? It's not about houses and lands, bank accounts. It's not about who you are, protection, power, might. It's not about your status in culture and in the community. It's about dwelling in and trusting in the Most High. That's where true happiness is. You see, by doing so, you will be hidden and overshadowed by God, as well as having a refuge, hallelujah, and a fortress, thereby having all needs met as long as you dwell on this earth. How many want to be happy? Get in Christ. Get under Jesus. Stay under His protection. Don't stray away from it. Get deeper into Him than you've ever been before. And there you will find the true state of happiness. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we are but human beings. None of us, O Lord, can save ourselves. All of us desire to be in a state of happiness. But we recognize, Lord, the path we have to trod here. We recognize the wilderness that we have to live in until we get home to be with You. We recognize, Lord, that there are times of drought. There are times when we will go through things that we have not dreamed of. But in the middle of it all, You will be our refuge. You will be our shelter. You will be our covering. You will be our fortress as long as we dwell in You.
Yes.
Help us, O Lord.
Yes.
With every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning and you're out from under His protection, you're not walking under His shelter. You're not walking under His wing. You're not trusting in Him. You're not dwelling in Him. You've been living your life apart from God, apart from Christ. You've been living outside of His protection. Now's the time to get in. Now's the time to pray the prayer, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me mine iniquities. Wash me of my sins. Purge me of my wickedness. Save me, Lord. Cleanse me by Your blood." And when you come under His protection and you dwell there and you trust in Him, then you shall find the state of happiness in spite of the situation around you. Lord, hear our call today. Hear our prayer today. And anyone, Lord, who has not given to You, help them right now to surrender their heart, their life, totally into Your care. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Turn to somebody and say, "I've got a fortress."